Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
Well, good morning. As we had quite a bit of things going on yesterday, we'll start off in softball, the Battle of Gillette. It was a split game. Kimball County beat Thunder Basin in game 1-15-12. The Camels got out to an 11-0 lead and then was able to hold off the Bolts' comeback. The Bolts were able to tack on 12 runs, 9 runs in the top of the 5th inning to really help pull the comeback. They are homered and hit 4 hits. She went a 4-for-4 day. Finley Elliott also hit a second home run of the year. Had 4 Campbells, drove in 2 runs. Shelby Kennedy hit a home run as well with 3 hits and 4 RBIs for Thunder Basin. In game number 2 was Thunder Basin. All Thunder Basin. They went 14-2 as the Bolts scored 3 runs in the 1st, 2nd, and finished it off with 7 runs in the 4th. Bella Call only allowed 2 runs on 4 hits and 3 Ks and 3 walks. Maddie Means had 3 hits, 2 RBIs, and 2 runs that came in, and Shelby Kennedy added 3 hits with 5 RBIs. Sheridan taking down Warland 11-1. The Bronx scored 2 or more runs in the last 4 bats as Sheridan hit 4 home runs. Duca led the charge with 1 home run, 1 double, and 4 RBIs. Emerson Kelly allowed 1 run on 4 hits in the circle. And then in game 2, it was Sheridan 14-2 the final. Sheridan scored 7 runs in both the 1st, 2nd innings, and they hit 4 more home runs. Emerson Kelly, Gochi also hit home runs in that game. Emerson Kelly comes away with 3 RBIs. And moving over to some soccer news, as Thunder Basin taking down Kimball County in a 3-1 match for the girls. And for the guys, it was Thunder Basin, the same score, 3-1 final there. Moving over to some American Legion baseball, the Gillette Rough Riders getting sent to take on Cheyenne Post 6 tomorrow at 1 and 3 p.m. there in Cheyenne. You can find the game on 106.7 The Legend, BasinsRadio.com. The Gillette Rustlers will be taking on the Douglas Cats at noon and 2. Well, that's all I have for sports. I'm Chase Worsley with the Basin Radio Network.